This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
People who haven't had coronavirus are now considered the minority in America. The CDC says about 60% of people tested between December and February had antibodies, meaning they were infected at some point. That's double the amount from before the Omicron variant. For children, the number soared to 75%. A boy has been arrested for the murder of a 10-year-old Wisconsin girl in a wooded area near her aunt's house, with cops saying the suspect knew the victim. Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matt Kelm.
Investigators executed a search warrant at 422 North Grove Street. Evidence was collected and additional interviews were conducted.
The fourth grader had gone missing on Sunday night after being in her aunt's house four blocks from her own home. A Mercy Medical helicopter pilot and flight instructor were killed in a crash Tuesday during a training flight in western New York. It took place between Buffalo and Rochester. USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Southern California officials on Tuesday declared a water shortage emergency for the first time ever and imposed unprecedented outdoor water usage restrictions on the region's roughly 6 million residents. Residents in parts of Los Angeles, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties will be required to restrict outdoor watering to one day a week. That is the demand from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. There's a messy primary taking place up in Michigan.
A group tied to Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon challenged nominating petitions submitted by rival candidate James Craig. They said Craig likely did not turn in enough valid signatures to qualify for the GOP primary. Dixon, the former host of a conservative news show, and Craig, the ex-Detroit police chief, are among 10 Republicans who filed petitions by April 19th. The deadline to contest those signatures is Tuesday.
Katie Lewis is reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, testifying before the Senate Appropriations Committee Tuesday, said a special counsel to investigate the Biden laptop and its explosive contents is not necessary.
The question of whether to have a special counsel is one that is, it's an internal decision-making in the department, so I don't want to make any judgments one way or the other, but I'm quite comfortable with the United States Attorney for that district continuing in the role that he's playing.
Senator James Comer wonders if the president is compromised by Communist China. The Biden administration continues to block Republican efforts to reveal the origins of COVID-19 in China.
This is all about Hunter Biden being a national security threat and trying to determine, are the Bidens at a disadvantage here when dealing with China? Are they compromised by China? You know, my question is, why wouldn't the administration cooperate with Republicans' efforts to determine the origination creation of COVID-19. So we never accused the Democrats of creating COVID-19. We never accused the Biden family of doing anything to create COVID-19. We accused China. We accused the Wuhan lab. But at every turn, this administration has blocked every effort by Republicans to get to the bottom of what exactly went on in that Wuhan lab. That's just one example, and I can cite many others where it appears that this administration is compromised by China.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Checking the clock, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And we've got the legal analyst, best-selling author, and media tycoon, the one and only James Herson. Can I call you a media tycoon? Are you officially a tycoon?
You know, it's okay. I feel honored, but I think all tycoons right now are, you know, basically saying they're taking a backseat to the ultimate mogul, the ultimate tycoon, who today it looks like will announce that he's taken over Twitter. That's Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty amazing thing.
Well, maybe there might be free speech. Oh, yeah, that constitutional thing. It may be coming back to America. Well, what a novel concept, James, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the same fundamental principles that allow us to flourish as a free market in our economics is exactly the same thing that we talk about with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our founding fathers called it the marketplace of ideas, and that has been jeopardized by these overgrown, behemoth, legislatively helped companies, Silicon Valley companies, that have decided to just abandon the fundamental principles of America and act in an anti-American fashion. And that just, you know, it typifies the battle that we're in, which is a spiritual one, good versus evil.
Yeah, I mean, this is the fruit of that said battle. You're exactly right. And what's happened to the marketplace is it's been polluted, James. It's been polluted with mediocrity. You know, there is a prescribed outcome that drives some people. I found this to be the case in my experience working for union companies. They didn't want you to excel. They wanted you to operate at a medium level, because if you excelled, you made everybody else look bad, right? And that was somehow unacceptable. And that is something that I have found to be consistent with people of that mindset. And this is exactly what's going on, a prescribed outcome that is supposed to be controlled. And we know that genius doesn't happen in the realm of a prescribed outcome, does it?
No. And one of the great blessings of our time is the fact that we've seen people unmasked. We have had revelations of the corruption that's in government, the corruption that's in corporate America. And, you know, right now, as we speak, there are, there's a person who is a former president, Barack Obama, who is now dedicating himself to basically championing the concept that he calls content moderation, and that's so Orwellian, and a former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton, who is out there in a similar fashion speaking out, we need more. They're urging these tech companies, we need greater content modification, when what we've seen are, you know, former President Trump being thrown off Twitter, thrown off Facebook, sitting members of the Senate, sitting members of the House, various officials thrown off YouTube, thrown off all these different social media platforms. And it's very clear the pattern is inescapable that they are throwing them off because of their content.
Exactly.
And that is not what the bargain that the American people made through their representatives many years ago when we gave them special privileges, just like the special privileges that Florida gave to Disney. We allowed these companies to grow at the time. I think no one would oppose it because they were fledgling. They needed to grow. The technology was new. We saw the promise of the Internet. The Internet was the freest place on earth when it began to come into public consciousness. Obviously, it's not that way now in these areas of the Internet that are controlled by the big tech companies. So we're all praying that Elon Musk lives up to his tweets, lives up to his statements, and that in fact he is able to rehabilitate Twitter. And I think the shareholders will be rewarded. I think Elon himself will be rewarded justly. Because he has the leadership ability demonstrated. Right. And I think that's the reason that, you know, he's capable of making this deal.
God willing, maybe so, because the thing is, we saw what happened with President Trump. Trump was a sober reminder and an awakening, in a sense, of what these globalists were trying to do, including Barack Obama. Barack Obama, nobody has been able to touch him because first black president, all the charm that he had and everything. But he told us up front he wanted the fundamental transformation of America. And part and parcel, this all fit into the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's ideal of the Great Reset. This is what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen, is there is an exchange. We're exchanging a free America to a globally controlled country with a predicted outcome to the degree, James, that it's pretty scary. I don't know if you saw, this has been out on the Internet for a long time, Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, who is a Jewish scholar and historian. And basically, he says in this video, and this is a guy who is supported by the likes of Bill Gates, Barack Obama, the ruling elites support this guy like he is a modern day prophet, and he is he's atheistic. He happens to be gay, and his premise is that out with God. God is unnecessary. When you come to the realization that God is in the way, then suddenly you are free to be all you can be, is his theology. And this is what the leaders of the world are following now, because, you know, here it is. The war on religion, the war on God, and he's brought it all to the point. And here we are in a modern day realization of the Tower of Babel one more time.
Yeah, and if it sounds familiar, it's the message of Lucifer, who became Satan. It is putting, a rejection of God. And it makes sense because it makes sense to these people because they have no respect for God's creation. Even though they talk about environmentalism, they have zero respect because the ultimate creation of God made in his image is human beings.
Exactly.
And they want to tinker with human beings. They want to play God, which, by the way, subject of my latest article relates to that. They call it transhumanism. I'm not, you know, particularly happy with that term, but if you think about it, it begins with the word trans. We've seen the transmania, which disregards God. Transhumanism basically jettisons the idea that human beings are made in God's image in order to remake human beings and play God. It is Luciferianism in its purest form. And in my latest article, I talk about, for the first time in human history, this has never happened before. There are people in Europe who are paying for their goods and services using an implanted chip that is placed surgically in their hand.
As if we haven't been warned on that. James, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up from there. Stay right there. More from James Herson after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Minutes minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, we're back with you. James Herson continues with us, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James, you were reporting that here it is, things we've been warned about, and people wondered what would it take for people to freely take a device, have it installed in their hand, the Bible says even in their forehead that it'll be installed, in order to conduct commerce. But here we are.
Yes, and look, everybody knows this who's gotten the new version of credit cards. The credit card machines now have the ability to scan without contact, or they call it tapping. Mm-hmm. And that you can also do it with your smartphone. And young people are just embracing it. Well, imagine how easy it is then to take the same technology, surgically implant it in the hand, mm-hmm. and then the hand taps or places the hand near the credit card reader, which the hundreds of people are doing this now in Europe. It's being offered to all the, and by the way, no coincidence about this, all the European Union, the globalist European
yes.
Union,
mm.
every country that's a member of that, and it's being offered in the UK and in Switzerland. And unfortunately, people, because they've been deprived of the Bible and they've been deprived of the kind of pastoral guidance that they need to have, they don't realize. You said a very wonderful sentence. You said, you know, as if we haven't been warned about that. Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Revelation, the book of Daniel. And it says very explicitly that, you know, a future time when there's this world government, that's exactly what these internationalist globalist organizations advocate, this world government with a single economy, that's what they advocate,
mm-hmm.
with a single currency, that's been also advocated by international organizations. And we understand now with technology, we couldn't understand what is called the mark of the beast, that something is placed either on the forehead or,
mm-hmm.
the Greek says, or in the hand. And now, for the first time in human history, people are paying with something implanted in their hand, and this is implantable microchips. They've been around for a while. We've heard about them.
Mm-hmm.
Different people have been involved in them. They've been, like, thousands of people were implanted with them in Sweden, but they weren't buying and selling. They weren't using it for economic purposes. They were using it for medical purposes. And that's bad enough. But it's very clear countries around the world are working on this system for central bank digital currency. This is at the very same time. And we hear about a desire for so-called vaccine passports, digital IDs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've developed these for the storage and the monitoring of health information, and it just stands to reason, it's not mere speculation to suggest that these technologies would combine, that there would be an implantable chip that tracks the same thing that all the Silicon Valley companies track. Everywhere we search, all our GPS information, all our healthcare information, and because thanks to DARPA and another private company, they have implantable chips. I mentioned monitoring. They check the real-time biochemistry happening in the human body.
Mm-hmm.
This is something Naomi Wolf, to her credit, has been warning about. If you want to have a social credit score, if you want to have an authoritarian government that rewards certain kinds of behaviors and punishes others, what better way?
Oh, this is Pavlovian.
Implantable chip.
Totally, totally Pavlovian.
Turned on and
exactly.
off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is going to condition your behavior. As this one gentleman I mentioned to you earlier, what he says is that human beings will become hackable because we're data bits. And that's what we're reduced to. And Klaus Schwab, of course, the head of the Economic Forum says that this fourth industrial revolution is taking place, to where our identity will now be derived from this technocracy, James, no longer from God. God's out of the picture. You and I, as men of faith, we know that our identity comes from God. But as you see these conveniences rolling in, get ready, because what's going to happen is, look for paperwork. Look for an increase of paperwork, where it becomes such a problem when you go in and sign up for anything healthcare-wise. You've got so many volumes of paperwork that you have to fill out that you're going to be begging for some implant that you could just pass over and all the paperwork's done, right? Because that has been the portal of entry with all this technology, is that it is a Trojan horse of convenience. It's what works for our very impatient culture, and it satisfies that immediate need, and along the way, we surrender our freedoms. This is dangerous.
Yeah, and the Trojan horse is the perfect metaphor. Using convenience and security, you know, the people in Europe, they took a poll, and I think 51% said, yeah, you know, we would consider getting this implantable chip. And what they said is exactly that, you know, it would be convenient, and the security of not losing your credit card. And they think, of course, that it somehow, you know, would protect them from identity theft. But the thing is, these implantable chips, the temptation is too great in a fallen world for people who perceive themselves as powerful, who are atheists, to elevate themselves. And obviously we have evil in the world that's always, if we look at human history, the norm of human history is feudalism. Mm-hmm. The norm of human history is people being slaves to others. And unfortunately, we already saw what appears to be a beta test, where people were deprived of their ability to worship God, mm-hmm. through an exaggeration at the best and many lies during this pandemic, because, you know, the churches didn't close during the plague. Churches don't close, mm-hmm. because people understand, who go to houses of worship, that worshiping God is not a luxury, it's a necessity.
Exactly.
Turning towards God is the source of overcoming wickedness. And that's exactly like the wicked want God to be gone so that they can flourish in his absence. And the people of God, you know, we're at a point in our calendar, the historical church, referred to as, you know, the post-Easter season. The Orthodox Church, I think, just celebrated Easter recently. They have a different day. Mm-hmm. But we're still in the afterglow of, yes, Easter and the miraculous resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it is amazing to me that while people of faith are in this afterglow, this plotting, scheming group of people outside our country are trying to get the rudders and the steering wheel of our, mm-hmm. civilization to head us right into the abyss. And so it's very important, and I appreciate, you know, being able to talk about this, but, you know, this is very, it seems obvious, you know, we have to say no to implantable chips.
Yes.
But what the biblical scripture talks about is coerced chipping, mm-hmm. mandatory chipping, in the form of some kind of coercion. It uses the word forced in most translations. Well, maybe, you know, 5 years ago, if you said that, yeah, we're going to be forced to have some sort of mark or some sort of chip, people would say, oh, come on, we have too many constitutional protections for that. There's not mandates. We don't have mandates.
We got to leave it there, James. To be continued. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, the one and only James Herson. Thank you, James. Godspeed, my friend.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
People who haven't had coronavirus are now considered the minority in America. The CDC says about 60% of people tested between December and February had antibodies, meaning they were infected at some point. That's double the amount from before the Omicron variant. For children, the number soared to 75%. A boy has been arrested for the murder of a 10-year-old Wisconsin girl in a wooded area near her aunt's house, with cops saying the suspect knew the victim. Chippewa Falls Police Chief Matt Kelm.
Investigators executed a search warrant at 422 North Grove Street. Evidence was collected and additional interviews were conducted.
The fourth grader had gone missing on Sunday night after being in her aunt's house four blocks from her own home. A Mercy Medical helicopter pilot and flight instructor were killed in a crash Tuesday during a training flight in western New York. It took place between Buffalo and Rochester. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and we've got the number one ranked climate contrarian in the media. This according to a study by the journal Nature, also the executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. I should say eco news center. Hey, Mark Morano is with us. Mark, how you doing? It's been a long time, buddy. Good to be talking to you.
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I thought we'd take advantage to just, you know, look in the rearview mirror a bit, if that's okay. You know, by now, Al Gore, Prince Charles said that, you know, the world would be mostly demised and underwater because of climate change. But I guess the way to move the goalposts is you just come up with a new narrative and a new conclusion, I guess, right?
Yeah, what they've done here, and I go back in my book, Green Proud, I go back to 1864. Abraham Lincoln was president, and they had the original climate tipping point. Mm-hmm. Imagine this. We're fighting the U.S. Civil War, and we have an academic named Leo Marx warning of climatic excess unless man changes his evil ways. And what's happened is, in the last 150 years, I'm trying to do my math here, what's that, 160 since the Civil War, we have had so many environmental and climate doom tipping points. You mentioned John Kerry, who keeps issuing everywhere from 5 to 10-year tipping points, AOC's 12-year, Prince Charles at 100-month tipping point. We had the United Nations 10-year tipping point in 1989. We had NASA's lead climate scaremonger scientists say Obama only had 4 years, the length of his first term, in order to solve climate, or we were all doomed. So this is just one of those things where once the deadline passes, they just issue a new deadline, and it's kind of like shampoo bottle instructions. Lather, rinse, repeat. It's yes. Scare, fail, and scare again. That's all they do.
And the thing's amazing is in the history of man, it used to be noted that, Senator Blumenthal said, if you're false in one thing, you're false in all things. So in other words, all credibility is out the window, except when it comes to, climate change. I mean, the president can't figure out if it's the most important thing, either climate change or white supremacy. One of the two is the most dangerous thing that the world is facing these days.
Well, oddly enough, you're in luck, Bill, because two leading NASA climate scientists have come out, this is during the Black Lives Matter movement about 2 years ago, and announced that white supremacy was the key cause of global warming. That unless we solved white supremacy, climate was going to run uninhibited. They actually combined the two issues, and we have Al Gore jumping on that bandwagon. We have Green New Deal activists saying we can't get the Green New Deal without defunding the police, without abolishing the police. So in their minds, in this new woke climate world, that is absolutely the key cause. And how they explain it is white supremacy. America was founded with white founding fathers who were slave owners. The Industrial Revolution benefited white America. Ergo, America's quest for economic growth, industry, longer life, lower infant mortality, capitalism, free markets is all a white supremacy goal and a white supremacy reality. And that is how white supremacy caused climate change. I'm not making this up. This has all been rubber stamped approved by leading NASA scientists now.
Unbelievable. No wonder we doubt science. And we're told, of course, this is the new world economy, as one scientist said, very openly. Actually, he was more of a, he's a Jewish scholar out of Jerusalem, saying that, science is the order of the day and, flat out, it's about power and control. That's it. End of story. Full stop.
Yeah, and they're using it. It's a new theory called scientism. And we've seen this, back during the Soviet Union. We've seen how China does it. We've seen in previous movements, even eugenics. The idea is you come up with a scientific theory, and then that is rigorously enforced. No dissent is allowed. We've seen it. Hillary, put it this way. Everything I learned from the COVID debate, I had already learned from the climate debate. Remember that book from the 80s, Everything I learned in kindergarten. I can't remember the exact title.
Exactly,
that's
yes.
What it's exactly like. So the enforcement of the COVID regime, remember, you couldn't say it was a lab leak. It had to be from a bat in Wuhan. You couldn't say that masks didn't work, even though Anthony Fauci and the WHO and the CDC had been on record in every peer-reviewed study going back decades, and public health had always said masks don't work for respiratory virus. You couldn't say lockdowns didn't work, even though they'd never been tried, and you couldn't question the data. You couldn't challenge any aspect of a narrative. We now have, just to fast forward this, Australia, and there's a proposal, I believe, I just saw this the other day, and I want to say the United States or a Democratic congressman somewhere, where if you, as a medical professional, contradict public health on COVID, on any aspect of the narrative, even if you have the science to back it up, you're not allowed to say it because it undermines public health. We're at the point now where science is no longer science. It's science in support of the political goals and political leadership and what the leaders have decided.
Mm-hmm. Well, social media has been the controlling valve on this as well. I mean, they cut you off if it didn't agree with the WHO, which everybody was going, who's the WHO? And what kind of rosy path did they lead us down? And how much did they get wrong, from the early days of COVID? Not to mention, the university was the same university out of, out of England that gave us all this, this false trajectory for climate change. And so they, they're given another chance at another bite of the apple here. And what do they give us in terms of COVID predictions? Not even close. But yet, they survive and they'll live another day, and the next pandemic or whatever it is, wherever we need their genius, they're going to come in, and all of a sudden they're the, they are the arbiters of whatever health decisions are supposed to be made, right? How does that make sense?
It does. You think Neil Ferguson, London College, and
yes,
I don't think that name's right, but in England, he did the. Here's where I get the COVID climate parallels. What happened there was exactly what happens with the climate committee. You come up with a bunch of scary predictions, and then you come up with your preferred political solution, and you say, if you don't go with this solution, these horrible things are going to happen. It's the old mob, it's the exact same thing you'd see in an old, you know, mobster film, where the mob goes in a little neighborhood and they say, I'd hate for something really bad to happen to your store. You better pay up and do what we tell you, or right. Something bad's going to happen to your store. It's exactly what they did. It's what Neil Ferguson did on the COVID thing, and basically said, unless we lock down, mask up, keep everyone home, stay at order, and literally enact authoritarianism overnight, globally, without dissent, and apparently only Sweden escaped. Unless we do this, we're going to have a Spanish flu, excessive death tolls beyond the Spanish flu, and everyone seemed to buy it hook, line, and sinker. What I mean by everyone is everyone in power, just about, including President Trump. So what's happening, and this exact same thing happens in climate world, happens in the COVID world, and this is their model. And now, of course, you know, they do the same thing even when it comes to foreign policy, wars. This is their modus operandi, and here's the biggest threat. The biggest threat to our liberty are these emergency declarations. After 9/11, we had the terrorism emergency declaration in the U.S., which led to the Patriot Act. Well, we'll never spy on our own citizens. That turned out not to be true. After COVID, we had the COVID emergency declaration, which gave every governor and mayor literally dictatorial powers overnight. And now, of course, they want to declare a climate emergency. Chuck Schumer, House Democrats, urging President Biden, which would give regulators, you'd give Department of Transportation, every aspect of your home heating, your food supply, your transportation would be now subject to government bureaucrats, because don't you know we're operating under an emergency. And you can go back to the Roman Republic. Abuse of emergency declarations that led to the fall of the Roman Republic, to an empire, Middle Ages, centralization. German, 1933, abuse of power under their emergency declaration. So what the progressives have found is they don't need no stinking democracy. We need emergency declarations, and they generally get conservative Republicans to go along with them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were thinking of the Imperial College of London. They were the ones.
City College. That's not
no, right. No, no, exactly. I haven't referred to them in quite a while, and I want to get them out of my reference, because as far as I'm concerned, they have no credibility.
No, this is but Neil Ferguson. Remember, he had to resign because he was a big advocate for lockup. His famous quote, by the way, was, "We saw what they were doing in China." This was not China now, in Shanghai, but back when it originally happened, when they were locking people, when people were allegedly dropping dead in the streets. And he said, "We could never do that." And then we realized we in the West could do what China was doing. And he had this glee about him. And Fauci actually had the same thing. So what happened was, no matter how wrong you are in epidemiology, he's guaranteed. He will be well-funded till he decides to retire on his own volition. Neil Ferguson will never be discredited by the people that fund, pay, and employ him.
We've got to go to break. Let's come back. We've got more from Mark after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments.
Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Morano, the number one ranked climate contrarian and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, continues with us. Mark, as you were stating, you know, we have continued to be inundated with a false narrative to scare people so that they can be controlled. And this is what modern science has come down to. This is the new god of the modern era. Turn your back on the God who created the universe, and you've got to believe in science now above all, and the scientists.
Yes, and they've literally turned science now into, it's not actual, when they refer to the science, they're not talking about even peer-reviewed studies or data or scientists out there with hypothesis and proving or disproving. They are talking about generally bureaucratic agencies and leaders of these agencies who make a comment that becomes the science. And let me give an example. If Anthony Fauci makes a comment about masks, or our CDC director under Trump says, if everyone wore a mask, we could save, you know, 50,000 lives in the next six weeks. That becomes the science, because a bureaucrat said it offhanded at some congressional meeting or in some interview on CBS this morning. That's the science, because this person has all the credentials. How could a parent of a kindergartner know anything about whether their kids should wear a mask? Forget all the psychological impacts. Forget the language development impacts, where there's a 400% increase in kids who couldn't form speech now because they couldn't watch people's lips. Forget all that. The parents have to defer to credentialed scientific experts. The epidemiologists at CDC, they have decades in service, they have PhDs, they have master's degrees, they are experts. They know better about what's good for your child. You have no idea. You are nothing but, you know, a rural hick from Kansas. You have no say in what your child wears. That's how they impose it. And so they just make a pronouncement, whether it's WHO or CDC, and that becomes the science overnight. That's what we dealt with, and that's the exact same thing we deal with in climate. If the United Nations claims something, or if a NASA head claims it, or some obscure NASA scientist says white supremacy is causing global warming, boom, that's the science. You're not only racist, but you're anti-science if you dissent or disagree.
Yeah, you're a climate terrorist. And so what happens if you're categorized as a climate terrorist, Mark?
Well, you get written up glowingly in The Hill. In fact, there's a professor, if you're a climate terrorist now, there's a professor from University of Nebraska in Omaha, who would have thought, middle American professor, get ready to see more climate terrorism. The increasingly infuriation of the climate activists is warranted. We had a guy set himself on fire last week at the U.S. Supreme Court front as a climate activist. He had watched an online course and bragged about it that was done by ClimateGate professor Michael Mann, formerly of the United Nations. This is now being praised, and they're saying, be careful, we're going to see a lot more. And why are we going to see more? Because governments are failing to follow the Green New Deal and the UN Paris Agreement in order to stop climate change. This is the world in which we live, where terrorism is justified because they're not getting their way politically.
Exactly. And, of course, here we are, a president from the Democratic Party that will not allow any good crisis to go to waste, is championing his agenda of climate change and the Green New Deal on the deaths of Ukrainians.
Yes. We have right now, the whole interesting thing about the Ukraine, and it's amazing, is that the solution to the Ukraine situation or our response is essentially to impose the Green New Deal on America and Europe. And it's amazing to watch, because what they've done, we have the International Energy Agency, we have a new report out called Replanet, we have the activists all saying that in order to fight these higher energy costs done by Putin's gas hike, Putin's energy hike, we need to essentially stop driving, thermostat controls, tax on SUVs, stop eating meat. Literally, you go through the litany, and every proposed solution to deal with Putin's invasion of Ukraine is literally reads like the Green New Deal. This is what our modern society has done. So no matter what happens, it's to impose their radical agenda upon us.
Are we going to go Amish now? We're all horse and buggy now? This is what you hear from the president all the time. They're going to put you in chains. They want to take you back, 100 years. Well, it's their policies that are threatening to do that, right?
Yes, it is. In fact, you mentioned that was Joe Biden's comments to African Americans. They're going to put you in chains, meaning Republicans and Donald Trump. Here's the bottom line. We had black ministers, African-American ministers and activists, protest Robert Redford, the Hollywood actor. This is about maybe 8 years ago. Why did they protest him? Because he is a huge environmentalist and supports energy policies that do what? Pound the poor, middle class, and seniors on a fixed income, minorities. All of these energy policies raise the cost of energy, which means one thing. People on fixed incomes are going to have the biggest burden. So the energy policies of Robert Redford, the Hollywood actor, because he supports all these environmental policies, were declared racist by these African-American ministers. And the same could be true of what President Biden is doing. If you remember, when Donald Trump was president, before he allowed his entire presidency to be tanked by following Fauci et al. And allowing the COVID declaration, I mean, Donald Trump, he shot himself in the foot by doing that. Once he did that, we had the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment in 50 years, and they never measured it that low. But, of course, it was all just shot away in one stroke of the pen by Donald Trump. That was the end. Once he gave those declarations out, he allowed every blue state governor particularly and a lot of red state governors to tank the economy. But this is what we're dealing with, and this is how the Democrats did. But their solution now is very simple. We're going to collapse the economy, create chaos, inflation, supply chain, an energy crunch like that'll exceed the 1970s. But don't worry, because we have universal basic income, and we're going to take care of everyone, and COVID relief, and you don't have to work, you don't have to own anything, you'll own nothing, you'll be happy, everything you want will be delivered. This is the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, exactly. We'll hit the great reset button, right? Klaus Schwab's reset button. Yep, exactly. And all will be rosy as we march down the road to a one-world government.
Yeah, and here's the thing, that we can't end this interview without mentioning this. I think it's the most significant thing coming down the pipe. Remember, I mentioned the COVID climate merging. Well, there's a new movement afoot. It's actually, I shouldn't say it's afoot. It's going to happen. It's led by the World Health Organization head Tedros. Bill Gates is giving it its support. But the Washington Post is calling this effort, quote, a radical, the words of the Washington Post in their headline, radical pandemic treaty. Now, remember, when COVID was declared, an international crisis, and all the governors just magically followed China, and we did instant lockdowns and oppression and tyranny overnight. There was a few holdouts, and you could have people like DeSantis in certain states holding out. Well, they want to fix that. Bill Gates has openly said at least three times publicly that if you want to know how to handle the next virus, look to Australia. They did it correctly. The country that literally set up quarantine camps, used the military, had people locked up. It was the most tyrannical response next to China. That's who Bill Gates thinks the world should emulate. And with this new pandemic treaty modeled after the United Nations climate panel, they want every country, once we sign on to it, you're going to have the World Health Organization funded by China, with the largest donation being built the Bill Gates Foundation, literally declaring an emergency and having that kind of bureaucratic control to where every county, state, city in America could literally be beholden to these treaties, regulations. This is their fantasy vision. And given our compliance over the last 2 years, it's hard to believe they won't get it. And what is important for this, Bill, is it will not matter who your county supervisor, your governor, because you're going to be, they're all, authority is going to be superseded by the U.S. involvement in this new pandemic treaty. And it's all going to be for your own health. Don't worry about it. It's for your own good. These are experts. They've studied it. You have it. Follow the science. And they're going to do, this is the most frightening aspect, because we were so compliant, meaning the global population of the last 2 years. And even now, New York City is still allowing, I believe it's still going on, 2 to 4 year olds to be masked and no one else in the entire city.
Exactly. Well, and there's still a question. I mean, if you want to hold up Australia as the golden child of it all, what about the other countries? What about Israel? What about Sweden? The success that they had. I guess that's not part of the debate. It's just Australia or nothing, right?
Yeah, what they do with Sweden in particular, they compare it. Sweden is very urbanized compared to its other Nordic countries, so they immediately compare it to Norway. And they look at this, and the death rate in Norway was two times lower, blah, blah. And they try to make it look like Sweden was out, killing people. But here's the thing. They're only looking at COVID, and if you compare Sweden to, France and England, and Sweden did as well as all the other major European countries in terms of COVID. But here's the kicker. Sweden exceeded it all in terms of total death rate, because lockdowns kill, which is an article out today on AOL News, of all places, about children, now infants, right, being hospitalized at record rates because of non-exposure to viruses over the last 2 years during isolation, especially in some of the more severely locked down countries. And they're now, their bodies aren't being able to handle it. So, but not only that, but you have the mental health, addiction, deferred treatments. I mean, the economic waste from it, the largest transfer of wealth from poor middle class to the wealthy. So lockdowns kill. The overall death rate is up, not from COVID, but from the consequences of the lockdowns. And they want to now make it into a permanent radical pandemic treaty where Bill Gates and the World Health, China, are going to be able to just pull a switch and turn the lights out, even in places like Sweden and Florida that were beacons of hope in our misery.
And we're back where Donald Trump warned us. Don't let the solution be worse than the disease. And that seems to be the reality. He's the executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. Mark Morano has been with us. Mark, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. My book is Great Reset. Comes out in August about the permanent pandemic. Regnery Books. Thank you.
like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters